You were so comfortable, weren't you? If only you could go back to sleep. But you know that realm was an illusion, nothing but a dream. This is real life. This is reality. So you're awake now, back to reality. Or are you? Are you really awake? Or are you still sleeping? Yes, yes. Your body is awake, but are you really awake? Or are you still sleeping? Still sleeping. Still dreaming. Going through the motions. Education, career, marriage, house, car, work, sleep, bills, vacation, entertainment, distractions, snooze. Snooze. It feels real, just like how dreams do. And when you wake up, you realize. When the alarm clock rings and it rings you back to reality, you see, the Holy Prophet Muhammad has said that people are asleep. And when they die, they wake up. And the prophets are our alarm clocks, sent by God Himself to wake us up from this dream to the reality. A reality that can be more beautiful than any dream or more terrifying than any nightmare, depending on our preparation. Death, the afterlife, resurrection, heaven, hell, you conveniently ignored them while you enjoyed this dream of a life. But for how long will you sleep? Because even dreams have to end. And when the dream ends, you know what happens. When death comes and this dream of a life ends, you look back on life with the realization of the one who looks back on a dream. Think about it. I know that it can be uncomfortable. After all, who likes to wake up from a nice dream? But think about it. Do you hear the call of the prophets telling you to wake up to God, to death, to the afterlife, to reality? If you hear the call,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Wake up, for reality awaits between alarm clocks and sleepers.